The predominantly Métis hamlet of Conklin held a press conference in Edmonton to bring forward the staggering housing issues they have in their community. A survey from the Conklin Resource Development Advisory Committee, or the CRDAC, showed that 86% of Conklin's roughly 229 residents are housing insecure. With the lack of housing permits being allowed for new homes to be built, that number could rise. Grace Richards, the membership director of the Conklin Community Association and the CRDAC board director, lives in these insecure conditions and shares her story of moving back to her hometown over a decade ago.
In the past, when I wanted houses, someplace to rent, I was told we had nothing in the community. So I had to purchase this camper and decided I was going to live in there maybe for a year and a half, and try to work at getting housing. I didn't realize it was going to take me 10 plus years to get to where we are today, where I do have support from my fellow board of directors on the CRDAC, helping me to bring awareness and to have results for the lack of housing in the community.
Richard says that the thought of one day having Conklin being rid of these housing issues is very important to her.
It means so much to me. Right now, just thinking about it, I'm getting choked up because I don't believe that any of us should be living the way that we have been living. I do tell community members to be optimistic. You know, we're working hard. We're getting there. With the first set of houses coming in, we've told them that they're coming in. But then all of a sudden, because of a permit, we don't have the homes yet. So now I'm back to the drawing board with community members that live in my situation and telling them that, okay, it's springtime now. But you told me it was before Christmas. It's the red tape.
Richards has a message to the higher-ups that have been denying the community the proper permits to build new housing in Conklin.
Because of the bureaucratic red tape that we are facing, we are being challenged by, I would like them to maybe put themselves into my situation on the lack of being able to go home at night to turn on a light switch, to turn on the tap for running water, to have a shower, to have a bath. These are all things that are taken for granted by most if they ever experienced what I and other community members are experiencing. I think that those papers might get signed off a little quicker.
In a statement, the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo said, quote, "We are deeply concerned about the ongoing housing crisis in Conklin. The municipality recognizes the frustration expressed by community leaders and residents with the process involving all levels of government and commits to prioritizing and supporting housing efforts in the community," end quote. For CFWE News, I'm Ryan Hunt.